Yes, Sergeant, this thing is a microphone.
Okay.
Seen that kind before?
No, but I assume it works because you're using it.
All right. Okay, well, here we go then. This is Roger Lane. I'm in the office of former Justice Dennis Archer of the Michigan Supreme Court, and we're here in the 8th floor of the First National Building in Detroit. And we're here to talk, make another tape for the Michigan Historical Society, Supreme Court Historical Society series with former justices of the Michigan Supreme Court. The date is June 5th. Justice Archer, I would like to start this by inviting you to talk about your very earliest personal history, where you were born, who your parents were, what the circumstances were. Did you have brothers and sisters in the home and all that sort of thing?
I was born in the city of Detroit. Left when I was 5 years old to move to Cassopolis, Michigan. My father had a third grade education. My mother had a high school education. My dad, before I was born, was involved in an automobile accident and lost his left arm just above his elbow. So his physical handicap, coupled with his lack of a formal education, limited his job opportunity and advancement to the extent that he worked all of his life. He was a caretaker for Fern Westcott. Fern, F-E-R-N, Westcott, W-E-S-C-O-T-T. He and his wife had a summer home on Diamond Lake in Cassopolis, Michigan, that my dad was the caretaker for. And he worked for them all of my life. He made $75 every 2 weeks from April 15th through December 1st, and $37.50 every 2 weeks from December 15th through April 1st. I was the only child.
What was your mother, what was her maiden name?
Frances Marie Carroll. C-A-R-R-O-L-L. She was born in Tazewell, Virginia. I'm able to, through my mother's side of the family, trace our lineage back to a Carroll who signed the Declaration of Independence. On my dad's side...
What was the full name of that Carroll, sir?
I think John Carroll, if I'm not mistaken. On my dad's side, the Archers came from North Carolina in 1850 to Logan County, Ohio, and from Logan County, Ohio to Cassopolis, Michigan. My mother was born in Tazewell, Virginia, and my dad was born in Cassopolis, Michigan.
Justice Archer, you mentioned your father suffered this grievous injury. Was this immediately before your birth, a couple of months?
Or? Oh, no, it was well before I was born.
Did he get any recompense?
Yes, he did. But obviously, it's not... I don't know. I think it was a nominal amount by today's standards, but by that, and back then, it might have been something substantial.
There was not the feeling in the home, while this was a tragic accident, that he had been deprived of his just recovery?
No, wasn't any of that. Mm-hmm. And my dad never talked about it as anything that was bearing on our home. And it never occurred to me that he had a handicap that precluded him from working. Because he worked all of his life, he never talked about it. He never let the handicap preclude him from doing anything that he wanted to do.
Was he a physically agile man?
Absolutely.